from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins MPP George Peary is the new Minister of Northern Economic Development and Growth in the new cabinet unveiled today by Premier Doug Ford. Peary was Mines Minister in the previous cabinet. Entering his third term as Premier, Ford says our province faces one of the greatest challenges in our history, and workers and families are counting on his government to stand up for their jobs and well-being. He says his government will double down on its plan to build, train, and reskill workers for better jobs and bigger paychecks, all while tearing down internal trade barriers and cutting through red tape to develop our natural resources, including the Ring of Fire. Though some shifts happened, the cabinet is similar to the last one. Sylvia Jones remains Deputy Premier and Minister of Health. Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli returns as Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. Stephen Lecce becomes the Minister of Energy and Mines. And Paul Calandra is Minister of Education. Timmins police emphasize that there is no threat to the public as they investigate a suspicious death from last night. It was reported at about 8:30 on Algonquin Boulevard, just west of Preston Street. Crime scene tape surrounded the property this morning. If you have any details that might help the investigation, you're asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. Timmins Council has selected a site for a mining camp style to set up 40 modular housing units for homeless people. It is city-owned rural land down Pine Street South under a lease with the Cochrane District Services Board. That option was chosen based on public input. More than 3,400 people responded to a survey. One-third of respondents favor that site. Councillor Kristen Murray supported the plan, cautioning that it is not the be-all and end-all, and the city has to continue thinking about other strategies for the homeless.
So I am concerned that this has consumed all of our attention, but we're not also focusing on other efforts too, and continuing to keep that conversation going about this encampment response initiative is one piece of a bigger sort of puzzle that we have to put together as a community.
Once the camp is operating, the city will remove any tents and other shelters from parks and public land.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.